La Semilla Food Center has been working on a few amazing projects rooted in community stories and food justice for a little over a year, and they're all being launched this summer. They include two new murals inspired by stories shared by people across the region. The first mural is by Al Woody, Diné painter and founder of Healing Ways Artistry, and that mural is located at Bowie High School. The second mural is by Kristen Apodaca, and that one is located at La Semilla Community. Today, my guests are Al Woody, Ruby Orozco, and Michelle Carrion from La Semilla Food Center. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know, Michelle or Ruby, if one of you guys wants to give us a background on La Semilla and why you've embarked on this journey, I should say.
Sure. So La Semilla Food Center, as you may know, is a food justice organization based in Anthony, New Mexico, and it's 10 years old. And so in that time, the organization has been creating culture just by virtue of its relationship building, you know, the way that the organization works with the land and people and plants. So all that sort of creates culture. And there's different programs within the organization ranging from community education, school-based gardens, food policy advocacy, aggregating produce from local farmers for market outlets. And so there are a variety of programs, and all of that has created culture. And in the last year, we are being more intentional about creating culture in other ways as well. So through the arts and that merging of food waste and storytelling and really elevating and uplifting the wisdoms, you know, of people in the region that are often overlooked or undervalued. And these are practices that actually are a source of resilience for our region for, you know, amidst facing climate change and so many other challenges, the ways that we, our families, our grandparents know how to work with land and plants and, you know, drought tolerant plants and experimenting with plants, all of that is really important. And so we wanted to share some of those stories back, to gather them respectfully from people La Semilla has been in relationship with over the last 10 years, and to bring in artists to help us translate those stories into visual art and other kinds of storytelling. And so we've been cultivating, you know, under the soil all year. And so this summer we're launching and unveiling a lot of these projects. And so we started this past weekend with the unveiling of Life Origins, the mural that Al envisioned at Bowie.
So Al, did you gather the idea or the concept from your murals directly from the talks that you all held? I should say, the talks that you held virtually during a pandemic. I mean, you all were really working on fertilizing here during a really strange time. But yeah, how did that impact what you heard from folks and what ended up on your mural?
Yeah, we had the meetings, and I heard a lot of people talk about their history, you know, with food, especially when it's brought down from generation, you know, it's taught from generation to generation to learn how to farm and learn how to use water and learn how to use the land as a resource for survival. You know, as a Native American, you know, I grew up around agriculture and people that cared about farming and had responsibilities there. But through the meetings, I learned that everybody, you know, had their own experiences, you know, their own stories, their own families that had experiences, like in the kitchen, like in the morning when families woke up and you sat down around the table, and then your mama or grandmother, somebody was cooking, you know, a long time ago when there wasn't, you know, I grew up on the reservation where we didn't have restaurants. We didn't have, fast food places or anywhere like that. So we had to actually build a fire and warm up water and do it old school. Everything was done, you know, that way. And then of course, gas was introduced. natural gas and other stuff. But you know, I remember from these talks, you know, from everybody's home experience and home cooking, especially obtaining food. Certain people have like jobs, and certain people don't have jobs, so there's difficulties in different classes of people to obtain food. So some people have jobs and they can obtain food right away, but some people don't have jobs, and I know I understand where those people come from, because I remember when we had to go walk to the field to go get corn and squash or watermelon to get food for the day. You know, when I was a child, and that's what I depicted on this in this mural, you know, culture, history, ancestors, children, you know, our new generations coming right now as we speak, our kids looking up to us. You know, I spoke a lot about us folk right now that are of age, and it's our job to teach the youth about these things, you know. And that's what we kind of talked about, you know, with these meetings. So just to give you a little of what I understood.
Yeah, it's like understanding where your food comes from, right? Because it's a little foreign to different folks depending on your experience. Michelle, how did you guys arrive at these two artists for the murals? Or how did you even decide, you know what, we're going to express these stories through murals and you know, we're going to put them out in the community. How did you guys get to that conclusion?
Well, I think honestly, Ruby could speak more to the origins of these projects. What I and I'll let her do that since she was the one present. But I did want to share where I fit into this because I think it really reflects even broadly more what our organization is doing with regard to storytelling. I'm here in my position because of the efforts of La Semilla and because of the way that this organization or our organization is framing the significance of storytelling and story gathering, like Ruby's spoken about. My title is Food Justice Storyteller. And as I was applying for this position and was hired for this, I just saw that as really novel and really a paradigm shift for this nonprofit to see a communications position in terms of as a storyteller. And so really me being here with y'all is a testament to that. And really just to add on a little bit in terms of the work that we're doing, also related to what Ruby spoke about with the arts and culture production, is very well connected to our efforts in terms of digital communications and what we're going to be doing with the murals in terms of, you know, spreading the word, sharing the art, sharing the stories across digital platforms with our website and hopefully other means in terms of virtual events as well, which we're in the process of planning right now, which reflects what we were talking about earlier in terms of, you know, this era of COVID when an organization that has been so committed for a decade to connection to community, to hands-on experiences and learning practices. How do we do that in a time when we can't get together physically? And it also reflects the fact that these story gathering sessions were virtual as well. So I just wanted to kind of add that other layer. And I don't mean to not answer your question. I just know that Ruby will be able to speak to that. But just in terms of, oh, let me add a little bit more in terms of why I'm even sitting here is relevant to what's been spoken about.
No, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, as somebody who's consuming what you're putting out there, you can see the difference. I mean, I didn't realize that you were the difference, other than, you know, you see the stories, you see La Semilla out there more. And, you know, you've been here for 10 years, but just now I'm like, oh, wow, like these people are doing things. And I know you have been for a long time, but whereas I would have to go look for you, now you're in my face. It's wonderful.
That's definitely a testament to our organization and the work that's been done prior. And I think that's a really significant shift and expansion we're doing right now with regard to our storytelling.
And it might be a little serendipitous that it happened at a time where food insecurity and food was just raised to this higher level, just this awareness of you know, people that don't have it. People that do have it, how do you get it? I mean, and all of a sudden, I think it highlighted those vulnerabilities in our community that you all were clearly aware of before pandemic.
And I would also add in terms of how Ruby and I have spoken, and I've learned from her too, in terms of these projects are not creating and gathering stories for just the sake of documentation, while that is extremely important, but also as a tool to bring in resources as well, to highlight these issues that we're discussing, we're addressing in our community in the region.
Well, you go, girl. I'm having all of it. So Ruby, tell us about the art piece then. How did you decide, you know what, this is a good conduit for us to communicate, and we're going to work specifically with Al and Kristen to do that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, as a writer, a grant writer, you know, storytelling is part of what I do, but for which audience and how, right? And so we often tell funders all the amazing work that we do in reports that get filed and put away. And so we really wanted to, you know, to mirror back to the community itself, the wonderful work that the community itself is doing. And so we thought about what are some accessible ways that we can celebrate what the community is doing. And so this project consists of two murals that are informed by these local stories, as well as the artist's own experiences and talents. And also there's a second piece. So on the one hand, we're gathering stories from the ground up saying, this is what we're doing. This is what you're doing. This is these powerful food traditions that can carry us forward. And on the other hand, there's also another piece that will be coming up later, which is a graphic novel that explains the national food policy, its history. And so from both angles, bringing food systems storytelling together to understand where we're at and where we want to go, you know, as tools to organize and as tools to create that different future. And so, you know, that we have so much talent here in El Paso in terms
Absolutely.
Of muralism and so much more. And so we put out a call for muralists and heard from several. It was really tough to decide, but we really just loved the aesthetic and the spirit that both Al Woody and Kristen Apodaca brought to us. And we are hoping that in the future we can continue to work with more artists and create more pieces like this. I did want to also speak to some of what you said about story gathering during this time knowing that even in the so-called stable conditions, the industrial food system is actually really, really vulnerable and precarious, and how these disruptions that the pandemic created really brought that to the forefront, you know. And we were supposed to gather in person in late February, or no, it was late March last year, right when we went into shutdown mode. And so we did shift to a virtual story gathering sessions, and we got to hear from people about, you know, how they were doing, you know, how food shortages were affecting them. And so all those disruptions and vulnerabilities, and on the other hand, also the resilience of local farmers and growers. So even people who grow in their backyards and have chickens, like they were able to have eggs when there were limits on the number of, you know, dozens of eggs you could buy at the store and share their produce with their neighbors. And so I think that was also really exciting to hear, you know, that the people who are practicing and who have these systems and resources and seeds and knowledge are sources of strength during these vulnerable times.
Well, I hate to tell you that we're out of time, but I think all we can do now is direct people to La Semilla. You guys have a great social media presence. I know you have more projects coming up, and you'll be back. We'll talk about those probably next month. So I know you'll be back, and we'll be continuing to share more of your stories. For now, I invite everybody to visit La Semilla online on their social media channels and really tune in to see what they're up to and to support this organization. Today, my guests have been artist Al Woody, and from La Semilla, we've had Ruby Orozco and Michelle Carrion. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.